Are you a parent, teacher, or daycare provider of a child who is sometimes, or frequently, out of sync? Is your child receiving occupational therapy or another treatment that helps him or her function better at home, at school, and in the community? With or without a therapist's guidance, have you found that activities like swinging, jumping, and pulling or pushing heavy loads get the child in gear? Do you sense that, just as birds gotta fly and fish gotta swim, kids gotta move and touch? And do you yearn to learn more activities to do with your child? Then the Out of Sync Child Has Fun is for you. A sequel to The Out of Sync Child, Recognizing and Coping with Sensory Processing Disorder, Revised Edition, 2005, this book includes some of my all-time favorite activities. Many are activities that I invented or adapted while teaching preschool, leading Cub Scouts, conducting birthday parties, parenting, and now, with utmost joy, grandparenting. Others are variations of sensory diet activities that occupational therapists design for a child to do at home. Still others have come from people who thoughtfully observed their child and discovered what worked. And a few of the ideas came from the children themselves, who showed us what felt just right. While children with sensory processing disorder, SPD, are the book's focus, many young children, out of sync or not, will have fun with these activities. Envisioning the Out of Sync Child. Most children are out of sync some of the time. Most children know how it feels occasionally to be out of tune, out of place, out of order, out of control, or out of it altogether. Some children, however, are out of sync most of the time. Because of a neurodevelopmental problem, they may have trouble functioning in daily life and interacting successfully with the world around them. Envision a child who is over-responsive to sensations of touch, movement, sight, or sound, is under-responsive to sensations of touch, movement, sight, or sound, has an unusually high or unusually low activity level, is impulsive, fidgety, inattentive, and easily distracted, has a poor sense of body awareness, has immature gross motor skills, running, climbing, and fine motor skills, drawing, cutting, and is uncoordinated and clumsy, often falling and tripping, has poor bilateral coordination, using both body sides together, and difficulty crossing the midline, using an eye, hand, or foot in the space of the other, has poor motor planning, organizing one's body to do a complex action, fatigues easily, slouches, and sprawls, has poor oral motor skills, chewing, speaking, frequently misjudges distances between herself and other people and objects, has a poor sense of rhythm and timing, responds slowly to verbal instructions or questions or is flustered by them, becomes very emotional and quickly frustrated when things aren't just right, prefers the same old, and resists giving anything new a chance, such as foods, scenes, clothes, toys, games, story or song variations, rearranged furniture, babysitters, or substitute teachers. Has a hard time with transitions, even when shifting between familiar activities. Has difficulty revving up or calming down, waking up in the morning, and falling and staying asleep at night. What is the underlying reason for these confusing behaviors? The answer may be hard to pinpoint. Certainly a variety of developmental delays, physical impairments, medical conditions, or emotional problems can affect a child's behavior. SPD may be a significant contributing factor, particularly if the child responds in atypical ways to sensations.